We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to a brand new series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that does for comedy. It's a new year. It's a new year now and a new decade, so we're all looking forward to new faces, fresh ideas and startling comic originality. But while we're waiting, please welcome on my right Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And making a clean breast of it for 1990, will you welcome our scorer, fresh from the bathtub, the lovely Samantha. Hey. Who's lost a little weight in the recess, if I'm not much mistaken. Now, for the first round of this new decade, I'm going to ask our teams to scrutinize their crystal balls and predict what the future holds in store for the 90s. Barry, will you start, please?
I predict that Gorbachev will forge ahead. It'll be one without the ink stain on it.
Ahead? Willie?
The Queen will hold an acid house garden party at Buckingham Palace.
Graham?
Well, exciting developments, I think, in the arts is what we're going to see in the 90s. And Dennis Potter, I think, is going to write a new play with a beginning, a middle, and an end. Although not necessarily in that order.
Tim?
Phil Smith will take his house... seat. He'll take his seat. He'll take his house as well, but he'll take his seat in the House of Lords. In fact, he'll take his bench in the House of Lords. Kylie Minogue will make a comeback. That's just wishful thinking that she might have gone away during...
Barry,
South Africa will make an offer for the Berlin Wall.
But only one side married. Of it.
Anybody else?
Judge Pickles will deport three shoplifters to Botany Bay.
The Sun will take over Viz in an attempt to go up market.
Fergie will block the hole in the ozone layer.
Oh, off with his head. Oh, it is off.
Noriega will sign for Millwall.
Any more, right? Right, that's gone.
Feels like the end of the night.
Barry, you win that round. One of your entries there elicited boos and hisses from the audience, which indicates that they have extremely bad taste. This is the point at which I inform the team.
I like Clive Anderson, don't you?
Terrific.
I've been to Brooklyn for my holidays. This is the point at which I inform the teams of the late arrivals they'll be announcing at the end of the program. And this week I'll be asking you teams for late arrivals at the ecological ball. The ecological ball.
The green ball, in effect, is it, really?
Does that mean
you could say so, yes, but I wish you wouldn't.
Is that we can recycle old ones?
You will. While you're thinking, let's play another game. It's a round designed to show the full range of our team's talents. It's what we call a shorty. Each team will sing a blues, a madrigal, or calypso number on a specified subject. This will be in spite of musical accompaniment by the Colin Sell Young Generation. So, Tim and Willie, would you give Barry and Graham their subject and the style, please?
Blues?
Yes. Blues. A blues. Blues.
The subject?
The feet.
What?
Feet.
Feet.
Feet. The feet.
The feet. Blues. Feet.
Woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see my feet. So I looked in my shoes, and their emptiness was complete. Then I realized what had happened. I had gone to bed in the right house, but it was in the wrong street.
Yay!
Right, Barry and Graham, it's your turn to give Tim and Willie their subject and the style, please.
Right. A madrigal? That's the one. How about Colin Moynihan?
Oh. How about Colin Moynihan?
Just to show there's no hard feeling.
As I was walking down the road, I met wee Colin Moynihan. Sorry, Willie.
I said, how are you feeling, Col? He said, I'm feeling fine again.
I said to him, Pamela Bordes, however did you do it?
He said, I rang Cecil Parkinson, and he put me up to it.
Time we had a look at the score, but we'll go on to a game now, which is for our younger members. It's called Consequences. This is a game which many of you will have played in your youth, if you can remember. One team member suggests the name of a gentleman. It shows how long ago the game was. The next suggests a lady, and the next where they met, and then the next what he said to her, and then what she said to him, at which point I will open a special gold-embossed envelope to reveal the consequence. And just so that you can be sure that there's been no jiggery-pokery here, these were entered in these envelopes in July 1953. Teams, you have 10 seconds to write your answers down while Colin Sell does some much-needed practice. Tim, you're going to start.
So I...
You have the name of a gentleman.
Right.
You should be playing the piano, Colin Sell, but don't if you don't want
to. Barry writes down the name of a lady, and Willie writes down a location.
What?
And I write down...
Nobody loves a smart ass.
Is that right?
And I say she said...
And Tim says she said.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll get the hang of it.
I don't know why we have a chairman, really, do you?
No.
Only joshing, Hump. Oh, look, looks could kill, listener.
Right, Tim, will you start, please?
Yes.
Name of a chap.
Ian Botham met
Barbara Cartland
at Madame Tussauds.
He said to her, don't put them down there, they'll mark the wood.
She said to him, that's none of your business.
And in the envelope, the consequence was they eloped to a Trappist monastery and never spoke again. And we'll do another one.
Too slick.
And we'll start with you, Willie Rushton.
what a coincidence, because Andrew Lloyd Webber met
Tina Turner
at a Soho massage parlor.
Who speaks? I've forgotten the plot.
Sounds
he
like
said
you.
Oh, he said to her, is that all you've got? She said to him, a gentleman would remove his cap.
And excitement, excitement. The consequence was the cockerel got up and slowly walked away. One more. Let's do one more now. Because Graham, I want you to start. Jolly good game.
Well, you may.
Oi!
Right. The Bishop of Durham.
Oh, met Mother Teresa.
That spud you like.
He said, there's a nasty nip in the air.
She said to him, I've never seen a green one before.
And the consequence was, the audience broke into spontaneous laughter and prolonged applause.
We got there in the end. Now, this game's called The Last Thing I Remember. In this game, I'll be asking the teams what is the last thing they remember before becoming totally incapacitated. Graham, will you start, please?
The last thing I remember was translating the satanic verses into Persian.
Tim?
Last thing I remember is saying, now, Mr. Dodd, I'm from the Inland Revenue.
I remember having tea at number 10 and saying, oh, work, work, work. Maggie, what about a bit of rumpy bumpy?
The last thing you remember is her saying yes.
The last thing I remember is Errol Flynn wishing me a happy 1963. He was dead then, I think.
He's very fast at breakfast.
The last thing I remember was installing my combined sauna and microwave.
Okay, any more? Right, let's go on to the next game, because this is going to be good.
Last thing I remember is let's do consequences.
You want to do another one?
Shall we? I enjoyed that.
This game's called Feelies. Samantha's going to pass around a... Oh. Who wrote this? Samantha's going to pass around a couple of bags. Did you write that, Colin Sell? Containing mystery objects. I'd like you teams to identify them. Okay. Barry and Graham, would you feel inside your bag first? The answer's now being flashed up on our 3D computer scoreboard. And here for you at home is the mystery voice.
A pint of frozen beer. A pint of frozen beer.
Right, now everybody knows except for Barry and Graham. So will you start feeling?
Very large. Large.
I think it's Barry Cryer's hand.
You took the words out of my mouth. And I hadn't finished with them.
It's a pint pot. Some
pint pot, I would agree. Oh, there's something in it. Oh, dear.
Go on, you're getting close.
Something very unwholesome in it.
I think Christian Barnard should be in this round. It's organic.
Oh, it's a pint of 4X.
Yep. So, Barry is now turning a pint glass of some brown liquid upside down.
Not for the first time.
My God, it's
fascinating, isn't it?
It's not 4X,
is it?
No, it's a pint of frozen beer. I can tell you that quite categorically.
So can I.
Newcastle Brown.
It's behind you.
We're going to plump for a pint of frozen beer.
Well, you got pretty close to that, so I'll give you that one. Tim and Willie, would you please probe your bag now? And the contents are going up on the scoreboard, and here is your mystery voice for you.
A big carrot and a couple of onions. A big carrot and a couple of onions.
Rather large, Colin Moynihan.
Right, Willie Rushton can be seen in all creatures, great and small.
A selection of large, round objects. Many people have said about this program.
Well, that is you, Willie, isn't it? Yes. Please, God, it's you.
Beer like me.
Good Lord.
Good heavens. Oh, if Paul Robeson was alive today.
Please don't let me wake up. I'd rather you describe this, Willie. You've got more experience than this.
So you keep telling me.
Are they getting close, or...
I think there's been an accident in the elephant house.
That's an onion.
Either a seed or a very misshapen large carrot.
And something else. Round.
Fruit. Some sort of apple, possibly.
What's your considered answer?
Roughly what we said, in that order.
Right. We'll go on to the next game. To be honest, Colin Sell was making such a din on the piano, I didn't hear what he said.
Runs in the family.
Put it away, Tim. Put it away, Tim.
Daddy!
This game's called Word for Word. I'm going to ask the teams to string together some totally unconnected words. So, no surprises there. I shall start, and then the team members must produce additional words, each unconnected with the last. Any person who spots an association may buzz, and then the challenger takes over. The winner will receive a pair of Velcro underpants. So, here's your first word from which you go. The word is cassock. Willie, continue, please.
Flux. Coat. Brandy. Tumbril. Ball. Pen. Switch. Light. Paddock. Fin. Huckleberry.
Challenge from Graham.
Did he say huckleberry?
No.
Oh. My mistake.
Challenge overruled.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Yes, you can carry on, Graham.
Oh, right. Glue.
Olfactory.
Lectern. Twig.
Put on the rules this week.
Fancy buzzing occasionally. Oh, challenge from Tim.
Did he say huckleberry?
That was Tim as Willie, you understand.
They're all olfactory.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Oh, you spotted it. You got it.
Right, carry on, Willie.
Braces. Girdle. Truss.
That's neither here nor there.
What?
As the man said when he put his truss on upside down. No. Truss and... I withdraw the challenge.
You can't.
As the man said when he put his truss on upside down.
All right, well, will you continue? I'll upheld it.
As Three. The man said when he put his...
Go on, Barry.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Trite. Room. Pusillanimous. Omnibus. Elk. Condine.
Willie, you challenge.
We all know in these dangerous days elks use condines.
Excellent. Well done, Willie. You win that one. And we go on to a round now, which has extensive use of your buzzers. So, Tim and Willie, if you can find yours, it would help just to move along. Challenge from Tim. This is another musical.
That's the man who said, Willie.
We have another musical round now. I'm going to ask the teams to sing a song each while simultaneously performing the act of self-censorship. Self-censorship. So it's hands on the buzzers, teams. And despite rigorous musical censorship, this game will still feature Colin Sell at the piano. So, Barry and Graham, will you censor your own version of Music, Music, Music?
Put another in the nick of... All I want is having you, and I'll do anything for you, anything you'd want me to. All I want is seeing you, and closer, my dear, come closer. The nicest part of any is when you're in close to me. Put another in the knickers. All I want is loving you and music.
Well, a hard act to follow, but Tim and Willie, will you censor your version now of A Cockeyed Optimist?
When is a bright canary yellow, I forget every I've ever seen. So they call me a cock optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people and that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cock optimist, and I can't get it into my...
Right, Barry and Graham, now, will you sing your censored version of Someday I'll Find You?
Someday I'll see you, moonlight behind you, true to the dream I am. As I see you, a little... For a little while, we shall stand in hand. I leave you never, you forever, all of my sorrow redeeming. Try to make it true, say you
to give you a chance to catch up now. Tim and Willie, will you censor your own version of Try a Little Tenderness?
She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little. You know she's waiting, just anticipating. She may never possess. While she's without them, try a little. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care, and a that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget,
as the man says,
my whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little.
Now, limerick time. I shall give the teams a promising first line and ask them as a joint effort to come up with a complete limerick. And I'll award points for metrical beauty, but I must warn the winner that he'll receive an engraved bust of Colin Sell. Tim, you're going to start with this line. A Roman roué called Silenus.
A Roman roué called Silenus had a dirty great... passion for Venus.
He switched on Sky TV.
Why?
Lateral thinking.
Good question.
And what did he see?
Get your dish out.
Derek Jameson saying, do they mean us?
They surely do.
Thank you, Graham. You win this round. Right, Barry.
While streaking through Buckingham Palace, Prince Charles, with an absence of malice,
inquired of a plant.
Have you seen my fat aunt?
Yes, she's out playing South Fork in Dallas.
Willie, here's one for you. While probing my nose with a poker...
Whilst... I thought it sounded more poetic. Whilst probing my nose with a poker...
It doesn't look more poetic.
To the strains of the old carioca...
I lit up a fag.
Who hit me with his bat?
Crying, excuse me, this is a non-smoker.
Right. With Barry well in the lead now, we're going to move on to the last game. The first ball season of the new decade is upon us, so while I go behind the curtain to check some of Samantha's figures... The teams are going to announce the late arrivals at the ecological ball.
Well, welcome, please. Mr. and Mrs. Dussoon and their environmentally friendly First World War poet son, C.F. Siegfried.
The aerosol.
Oh, very good, very good.
And welcome, please, aggressively from Greenpeace, Mr. and Mrs. Warrior and their son, Rambo Warrior.
It's cabaret time.
Oh, good.
Herb Alpern and his Tijuana Grass. Barbara Streisand singing a selection from Lentil.
And will you welcome, please, the Cardiff Quasimodo impersonators choir.
They're always welcome here.
Singing the song of the humpbacked whale.
Oh, there's Annie Malskin. But she's been thrown out. She's got Edward Fox draped round her shoulders. Oh, no, it wasn't her at all. It was somebody funnier.
Will you welcome, please, the Sellafield cows. Oh, and a bull. Oh, he's lit up. That's the glow bull warming.
Right.
An unpopular party now. Mr. and Mrs. Reactor and their 17 children. They're the fast breeder reactors.
God, free range eggs. And no battery hens included.
Right, well, I have time
welcome
now.
Welcome the oxides, please, which is mother and daughter. And dioxide is just like her mother, a carbon copy. In fact, she's... She's not even going to the couple of those come in, I don't think.
Sorry, Hans,
did I introduce
you? I was just going to say that I've just got time to tell those listening at home that it's all right to switch on again and to say to everybody else from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor have been given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sells having some of them to music. The program was produced by Jörn Magnusson.